Listening. Unit 7, page 88. C.
You will hear people talking in 7 situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. 1. You will hear part of a lecture about dealing with organised crime.
Organised crime nowadays is a very complicated and widespread phenomenon. It is no longer the work of certain groups of people or gangs in a particular geographical area. Instead, networks of organised criminals now operate across nations and continents, as well as in cyberspace. In this respect, it can be seen as a product of globalisation. This makes it extremely difficult for the authorities to deal with laws varying from country to country, as well as the added problem of distance. Capturing those involved in organised crime can sometimes seem like an impossible task.
2. You will hear a woman talking to her son.
I can't believe you've broken the law again. Last time it was graffiti, now it's carjacking. When is it all going to end? Can't you see you're ruining your life? Your father was right. We shouldn't have let you hang around with Sam. With an armed robber in the family, he's hardly had a proper upbringing, has he? But you always had the best of everything. I just don't understand it. Where did we go wrong?
3. You hear a teenager talking about a crime she witnessed.
I mean, I was just walking down the road thinking about all the maths homework I had for the next day when suddenly I heard screaming behind me. I turned round and this middle-aged lady was being mugged by a masked man. He had grabbed her bag and hit her quite hard on the head. Luckily, I had my mobile on me, so I called the police and an ambulance. The poor woman was in a right state, so I stayed with her until help arrived. I even had to make a statement to the police. I hope they catch him. I'd hate to think that he'd get away with something like that. By the time I got home, I was in no state to do my homework, I can tell you.
4. You hear a youth worker talking about juvenile crimes.
I suppose in areas like ours, it's taken for granted that adolescents are going to be involved with the police at some point. My heart really goes out to them, because most of these kids come from broken homes or from families who've had to live with long-term unemployment. Quite often their grandparents and great-grandparents were also unemployed. So they've not really had a chance in life, and to some extent, they're angry and reacting against a system which couldn't care less about them. They're constantly treated as outsiders by society at large. I guess leading a life of crime becomes second nature to them.
5. You hear two friends talking about a neighbour who was found guilty of a crime.
Did you hear that Olivia Patterson was found guilty of shoplifting last week?
No. I knew that she'd been arrested, but I didn't know the court case had taken place. Did she get a prison sentence?
No. Because it was her first offence, they gave her a fine.
A fine? Is that all? They could at least have given her community service. That'd be more likely to stop her doing it again.
6. You hear a police officer talking about a special crime prevention event.
This year's Bolton Against Crime Festival is going to be great. It's going to be in Overton Park this time, and I'm sure young people are going to love it. We've even arranged for police cars, motorbikes and vans used to transport criminals to and from prison to be on display. members of the public can even get a short ride in the vehicles. The chief is trying to get permission to land one of the helicopters in the middle of the park, but that still needs clearance with health and safety. My division will, of course, be riding into the park, and the public will have the chance to see our horses up close.
7. You will hear a radio announcement about a trial verdict.
And next up, Lewisham man Gary Cale was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for computer hacking. 21-year-old Cale, who has 10 previous convictions for online fraud, was described by the judge on passing sentence as a menace to society. Due to his criminal record, Cale was given the maximum prison sentence available for this crime. The judge commented that since previous punishments, such as fines and disabling Cale's internet connection, had failed to make him law-abiding, she had no choice but to remove his freedom in this instance.